This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Pardon me while I tend to my allergies. All right, let's get started here. An uneventful, but it ought to be, a masterful beginning to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who, as luck would have it, is both the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week we go through the stories. Michael and I talk about some of the things that are important in the biz of news talk radio. We have a list of people that have been discussed according to the research at Talkers for the week of July 31st to August 4th. So, Michael, you're here.
I know. Hooray! Here, so is August. Can you believe it's August?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
August is here.
In April, 5 minutes ago.
I know. And I'm 5 minutes before that, weather. It was 1822.
I mean,
just amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay, here we go. Let's do the top stories and the top people.
How
number
about
10,
that?
Lizzo sued at number at number 9,
so
social
what?
Media.
Sorry.
Lizzo in the bizzo. You used the word biz before, so
yes.
I came up with that clever remark. We have
very
Lizzo,
clever. Yep.
Lizzo bizzo.
Yeah.
Social media, and that entails a lot, is at number 9. The synagogue shooter gets death penalty at number 8. Immigration and border policies are at 7. At number 6, we have the global heat waves and climate change. Number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war. And at number 4, Fitch's U.S. credit downgrade. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race. At number 2, the Hunter Biden case. And I guess that includes his briefcase or his laptop. At number 1, Trump's January 6th indictment. I mean, that's talk about a big story. Ooh. We're so used to that story, though, that doesn't seem as big.
Why
as
is it a big story? Not really. It was very... I felt sorry for the guy, frankly. Walking in with an umbrella all by himself. It does show you that, you know, the power and fame is very fleeting. He could come back. He's still prominent for sure, but he was literally all by himself when he walked in there. No family, no support staff. He was in a motorcade, but when he got out of the car and he walks toward the courthouse, he's by himself. What is that a homily for?
I'm getting for clout.
Oh, okay.
The thought of Trump by himself.
Oh, my God. Isn't it awful? Okay.
It is. It's sad. You know, as he walked from his limousine, from the motorcade to the courthouse, he was alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Yeah. I wonder what he was thinking about. Okay. The people. The aforementioned Lizzo at number 10. Lizzo sounds like the name of a... dinosaur.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, what?
I don't know. I don't know. This one's it blindsided me. You say I'm the editor of Talkers. I'm really one of the editors of Talkers. And I was blindsided. I had to find out who the hell is Lizzo. At number 9, I guess I'm showing my unhipness by that, but
we
live in such a gigantic information universe with so many different fractions, it's hard for anybody to know everything.
Yep.
At number 9, Bill Barr. At number 8, Rudy Giuliani. Now, there's an interesting...
Did you hear any of that tape that was released by the woman that's suing him for $10-12 million?
I don't even know which tape it is anymore, hearing tape on Rudy Giuliani. What did
this
you hear?
It's pretty gross. A lot of anti-Semitic stuff in it, a lot of anti-feminist stuff in it. Matt Damon is queer and whatever other things. I mean, this guy is... What an embarrassment for a 79-year-old guy who has had many powerful positions in our country to have his life at this point reduced to this. And, you know, does he deserve it? It sounds to me, listening to the tape, that he deserves every bit of bad publicity he gets out of it because he's a lech. And he did some stuff, said some things. Never mind the business about the woman and what she's charging him with, but the fact that he would say some of the things that you can hear him say on this tape It's disgusting.
Do you think that it's possibly due to his alleged alcohol problem?
Yeah, he's a drunk now.
Is that what they call it these days?
He's a drunk? He's a drunk. Yeah. Anyway.
At number 7, we have Kevin McCarthy. At number 6, Cornel West tied with Joe Manchin. That's an interesting bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden's at 5, Joe Biden at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Jack Smith at 2, and Donald Trump, Mr. Lonely, at number 1.
That's it? Bobby Vinton. Wasn't that a Bobby Vinton song?
Lonely, right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Tell me the connection between you have done some work here.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I'll ask
you about the connection between why Cornel West and Joe Manchin are listed.
Because they are possibly going to be candidates. There's this no-label movement going on, which I don't fully understand how anybody could be in communications or politics without a label. Yep. So no label is a label. Mm-hmm. If somebody pulls a third party run on the left mm-hmm. side of the dial.
Yeah.
That can siphon away votes, much needed votes, if in fact it is as tight as it appears it's going to be between Trump and Biden. It could pull away votes from Biden.
Do you think they're just recognizing the fact that we've got a couple of dopes running on the top of the ticket on either side, and this is a way, even though they say, well, if you do that, you're going to ruin the chances for Biden to win. Biden shouldn't win. Trump shouldn't win. So where are we? If it were coming down, this is something for me. This is hard for me to say. Sometimes I when I think about who to vote for, if you're voting against somebody, that's the way it is. I'd vote against Biden and probably for Trump, not because I thought Trump was the best guy, but because Biden is just... did you see the pictures of Dianne Feinstein this week and the whole fuss about her... she had to be told how to vote on the Senate floor. She's 90 years old. She's got early onslaught dementia or whatever else is going on with her. Her family's fighting about all the money. And, you know, you look at these people at this point, and I'm in danger because I'm approaching that. I'm not near that age, but you and I are getting up in years. And so when you see what's happening to these people in public, why wouldn't somebody say to them, you know what, Joe, you've had a great run. You need to get on the train and go back to Delaware. And instead they can control him. He's the puppeteers that now are behind the scenes with this guy. I don't say there's a puppeteer for Trump because I don't think anybody can puppet him. But Biden is just a fixture. He's a tool to be used by Susan Rice and the people that are really running the Democratic Party. That's the way I see it. What do you think?
I think that a lot of people see it that way.
Mm.
I don't know if I agree. I do not know personally whether or not Biden is demented or, you know, suffering from any kind of senility. I think he's just suffering from physical stiffness that comes with age. I don't think he's.
Okay.
I don't think that he is impaired in terms of his thinking, and I don't think he's as much of a. I don't know. I mean, I'm being humble about this. You asked me what I think. My impression is he's not as impaired as people are making him out to be, nor is he as much of a puppet as people are making him out to be.
Is he a bad president?
I think time will tell. I do not think I don't buy into any of the hyperbole that gets dumped on me every single day in my email and my texts and my phone calls from both parties telling me that every damn move being made by the other one and every little bit of news is the result of the demon other party and it's the end of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, there reaches a point
The same can be applied to global warming or all the discussion of that. It's the same stuff. It's over and over and over and over and over again. The same stuff. Anyway, excuse me.
So to answer your question is I don't necessarily think that all people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are demented.
No, thank you.
I think that some are.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are people in their 20s that are as dumb as a brick. And I think there are people in their 90s that are old fools. I have to judge this on an individual level, or I fall victim to this kind of groupthink that's destroying our society. So that's my response to you. I agree. I'm not thrilled with either Biden nor Trump because they're divisive. To me, anybody who is divisive cannot be president or be successful as president. Unless you're in a situation like the Civil War and you need a president like Lincoln to hold the Union together. But, of course, Lincoln was hated by a giant segment of the population, and he was killed as a result of that. Divisiveness. Anybody who is a lightning rod for division, whether you like them or not, should not be president. The president should be somebody who, by his or her nature, brings the country together.
I think that's masterfully said. Let's think about that for a moment. We'll pause at 17 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller.
Now.
People ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale. So we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. Plus, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. I pulled a wild card out that I thought was worth a minute or two of our time. Two Navy sailors have been charged with selling our secrets to the Chinese. They were hired, according to the indictment, by the Chinese government. One of them is 22. I think the other one is 23. And they're on the San Diego-based USS Essex, arrested this week on a charge related to espionage in favor of China. That's the way the thing reads. So here we are dealing with the... Now, do we have Americans that are doing the same thing? Is there some Chinese sailor on a Chinese ship someplace that's been enlisted by the United States government to spy on the Chinese? And do we look at that as a quid pro quo, or do we just get ticked off that the Chinese once again have been caught red-handed, pardon the pun, in a spy case?
Do you remember back in our childhood, Mad Magazine, they had a cartoon strip called Spy versus Spy? This stuff has been going on forever. I mean, what could these guys tell the Chinese that they don't already know about us? Secrets.
Yeah, you got to wonder about that. At 22 years old, what do they know? Yeah. Okay, good point. All right, 21 after here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
C- Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, 23 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at the ready. Some shop talk. Remember, Paul Harvey used to use that term when he was talking about something going on in the radio business. Somebody in the radio business. Well, the shop talk focus is Don Geronimo. Who's been around for quite a long time. He was the member. There were two guys that were on Westwood One in a syndicated show in the afternoon. I forget the other guy's name. Do you remember?
It was Mike, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, that was it. Right.
I, off the top of my head, forgive
me. No,
Mike.
You're right.
I don't remember. I don't remember his last name, but it's Don and Mike show, and they were on talk radio and sports radio. And Geronimo is, up until recently, the morning host on a big music station. But he did a lot of talking, obviously.
Right.
In D.C., and he made a remark about a woman who happened to be a reporter for another venue. I don't even think he knew that. And he called her a chick, and he called her a Barbie, and he called her a Barbie girl. And, you know, he just made remarks that are not complimentary.
Wait a minute. And, what do you mean? He was paid in his heyday. He was paid like the IMUS, the same thing. They were paid to say this outrageous stuff. So did somebody come along and say, hey, Don, maybe you shouldn't do that anymore? Or is it just assumed that all these folks, all of us that are in radio, will know better because of what's going on in the culture around us, or what? I think this guy's gotten the short end of the stick.
It's a combination of both. It's a very tricky, you remember the late Jim Bohannon at one of our conventions? He had a line, he had a rope, and he moved it around. He was jumping over it, how the line, crossing the line changes constantly, and sometimes it's wiggly. You bring up a very good point. Remember in Mission Impossible, he says, you know, and if you get captured, the secretary will
disavow.
And that's what the companies did. They paid these people a lot of money to push the envelope as far as they could. And if they pushed it too far, they acted like, oh, you know, we didn't know
who
about
are you?
That. You know, oh, we're going to look at
you're fired.
We can't allow stuff like this to happen. Yeah. I remember when Opie and Anthony got into a lot of trouble for desecrating the Catholic Church at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Everybody above them, they were their programmers, their bosses, all the way up to the top of Viacom, all acted like, oh my gosh.
My God, no.
Right, that they were the victims.
Oh, my God, how could you dare say that on our airwaves?
You know, I used to tell people when I was interviewed about that, Obi and Anthony didn't desecrate the Catholic Church. Viacom did. Why aren't we talking about it properly?
And who is the boss at CBS that loved diamonds? Why can't I remember? I can see him. The guy who ran CBS Radio for a long time. And
when
I'll remember it as we tell the story. So he loves, there's a love-hate relationship between he and Howard, between him and Howard. And Howard's always saying stuff on the radio that was getting him into trouble. But the guy who ran CBS was happy to pay the fines.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was great publicity. And Howard was always the most outrageous of the outrageous. And that's why he went over to Sirius, so he could say what he wanted to without...
The cost of doing business. It's the cost,
right.
The cost of doing business. And
yeah.
People often ask me the question... Why
Mel Karmazin.
Mel Karmazin. Why does this guy get fired and this other guy doesn't get fired for doing the same thing? It has to do with the company wanting an excuse to get rid of them.
Yeah.
In some cases, and in other cases, no, we'll pay the fine. And then they slap him on the wrist or they give him a suspension.
Publicly. And then they call him up at home and, hey, are you having a nice time? Can hardly wait till you get back.
Exactly.
Yeah. It really is. It's very
anyway,
so.
That's the way it goes.
Anyway, this guy got fired. He's done. He's been on the radio for 45 years. Unbelievable. All right, here we are. It's a 28 after this is the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration says the latest jobs report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The comments come after July data showed the smallest jobs increase since 2020. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. Wall Street closing the week on a sour note comes as the markets reacted to poor corporate earnings releases. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 150 points. Former President Trump's election case now moving to the pretrial phase. days after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The normalizing of conversation. That's what this is all about. Conversation on the radio, the news, talk radio. The world of talkers, Talkers Magazine, is produced, hosted, managed.
I host the magazine.
Yes,
no,
you do.
Actually, when you say all those wonderful things about me, you're dismissing a lot of talented people who do make talkers operate. And then they hear this, and they get mad at me.
No. Kevin,
they think I'm
Casey
a,
is mad at
me. They think I'm a hog, you know.
Nah, they know better. Hey, you have been often considered to be the Jesus of talk radio.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a terrible thing. Jesus, forgive me. He did not mean to say that.
Why not?
Oh, gosh.
All right. Okay. So here we are with... I'm trying to come up with something new. The Trump indictment, the Hunter Biden thing.
You're looking for something new?
Well, the Hunter Biden thing is kind of, this week I started thinking, okay, well, he went on drugs and stuff when his brother died, and then I was told that he'd been on drugs before his brother died, so that, I can't use that as an excuse. I'm trying to find an excuse. And because I'm feeling a little sorry for all of these people. And I don't know why I was feeling sorry for Trump. I'm feeling sorry for Biden. I'm feeling sorry for his kid. I don't feel sorry for Lizzo. So maybe I should. I don't
feel sorry for any of politicians. They reap what they sow. Mm-hmm. But in terms of Hunter Biden, yeah, you know, he's a guy that could have criminal behavior. He reasons for it, whatever. Biden may not be the most honest president. But the equivalency, the whataboutism that we're talking about, on one level, we're talking about a president that is being accused of insurrection, of sedition, of overthrowing the government, of destroying the United States. And the other guy is some guy that made a shady deal.
Yeah. So
they both stink.
Better of the two.
Mm-hmm. But you see the intellectual bankruptcy, that you talk about normalized conversation or something new. You see the stupidity of the national conversation.
Yeah.
Look at Biden. Look at him. Look at that. Look at this. You know, okay, fine. Let's just take the whole thing and throw it away.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It really is. And
are we ever going to grow up? I was just looking at this story about this Texas A&M professor, Kathleen McElroy, who is a journalism professor. She's black. And the folks at Texas A&M concluded that race and gender were not factors in the decision to reduce her tenure. She was tenured, and then she was offered a one-year position instead of tenure, and she sued the university because they said that she and her lawyers said they discriminated against her. And so, all in all, there's been no finding, but Texas A&M is going to give her $1 million just to get rid of her. This is where we are today. Everybody, you can sue everybody, anybody for anything. And, well, I don't know anything about this woman. I don't know whether she was a good journalism professor or bad. And I never
know whether or not they didn't do what she wanted based on her
she claims
her gender.
That,
we don't know
right.
that. How do we know?
Yeah. Well, maybe she was a lousy professor, but she can't be considered a lousy professor because she's black.
Well, this is what's called reverse discrimination, and it's one of the arguments that keeps the arguments going. You know?
Yeah, right.
And in some cases, it's valid, and in some cases, it's not.
Mm. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is I think this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big, wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun who was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
Which
everybody in the world talking about that? Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
The
great Sikh cover-up.
Right.
I get your point. But you've inspired me. Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is... We're not talking about
get
that.
Rid
Let's
of
talk
it.
About the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump? It isn't
endless.
Redundant.
He's
the problem
keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. That one.
Well, just don't take it out of context. You were asking, why are we still talking about Trump? You know, taken out of context, it may not have the same meaning. So, but thank you for your acknowledgement.
Well, do we make a mistake? I think about some of the contextual stuff that we do on the Good Day program. There's always a murder. There's always somebody getting shot. There's always somebody using a gun that shouldn't be using a gun. There's always, you know, an explosion. It's like going to the movies and seeing an action flick. You're really watching the same flick over and over and over again. So am I frustrating myself by thinking that my audience is losing out because we aren't talking about all the other things that are going on?
But they are.
I feel it's our obligation.
Them. But they are talking about the other things. The mistake that you make, and I agree with the sentiment that you express and the big picture, but the mistake that you make is you think that everybody's talking about the things that you're talking about, or that everybody's talking about the headlines.
Oh, no, I know that they aren't. Yeah,
or the headlines. No. The headlines. People are talking about it, and in our medium of talk radio and talk media, they're talking about all these other things, as evidenced by the fact you said Jennifer Horn was talking about it on your show. They, this is what we do here is a synthesis of the headlines, of the big stuff. It doesn't mean that's all they're talking about. You know?
No, I'm not suggesting it is, but it makes it to the list, yes.
What would you think if I had the Sikh story at number one?
That was fabulous.
Would you think that there was...
Congratulations, Michael.
Would you believe it?
No.
Of course
not. No. Listen, I believe everything you tell me here. I believe that...
You can believe everything I tell you is what I believe. I'm not going to tell you anything that I don't believe. I'm not going to lie to you.
No,
I just won't. I'm too proud to do that. But some of the things I say may be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, there's a difference between lying and being wrong.
And that difference is?
Lying is you set out to deceive. Being wrong doesn't mean you're necessarily trying to deceive anybody. You just may not be right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the intent of the statement is as much a factor as the truth of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's spend a few moments talking about the credit downgrade that seems to have a connection to the money that we're spending, to the debt that we have, and this is connected to COVID, which is connected to, here's something that honestly, this is not me yanking your chain now. There's a 23-minute video taken from last week's European Economic Conference, in which the major topic, the major focus was COVID and what happened and why we did what we did collectively. Why did the Europeans go off down the chute? Why did America, why did the rest of the world treat COVID as it did when COVID has been around since the 1960s, even in the form that the Chinese fiddled with it and tuned it up. But yet we went down this, the question the Europeans have answered, at least to my satisfaction, is that we were snookered, basically, by governments, by the news media, and a guy named Masters, who, as an American who was there testifying, he went through it piece by piece, bit by bit, to discredit the actions that were taken by people and what it did to destroy our economic infrastructure, amongst other things. And that is what led to the credit downgrade that is number four this week.
Well, he says an excuse. At least there's a reason for it, as opposed to there being some type of systemic problem in the American economy that means that we're heading...
The American economy is fabulous. We never even really went into a recession. We're coming out of it. People are getting hired. You can't find people with the jobs. They're getting paid $30 an hour to drive a school bus. I mean, come on.
Okay, so why is Biden the bad president?
He had nothing to do with the economy one way or another. So, but we're going to hold him responsible for it if it's bad. And people say, well, the reason we have a good economy still is because Trump was the inspiration.
Your answer to me is evidence of what I said before. Everything is politicized. Mm-hmm. If your guy is president when things are good, it's because of him. If your guy is president when things are not good, it's his fault. If the guy you don't like is in when things are good, he had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all BS.
Thank you. All right.
You know, I don't mean you're full of BS, but we all are full of BS because our minds are polluted.
We make our money with BS. All right, hold on. Speaking of making money as a talker, you have a very interesting lady, I believe, on the Michael Harrison MH interview. We'll talk about that after this. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now we produce the people list. I try to do this at least once during the course of each hour, go through the story list and the people list, so you actually know what's going on, because we digress sometimes in talking about some of these issues and these people. Lizzo is number 10 on the people list. Number 9 is Bill Barr. Number 8 is Rudy Giuliani. And number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. tie between Joe Manchin and Cornel West, number six. Hunter Biden has the fifth spot on the list, and his dad enjoys the fourth position on the list this week. Mike Pence making a lot of news and noise this week, so he comes in at number three. Jack Smith, the prosecutor against Mr. Trump, comes in at number two. And Mr. Trump himself, Donald Trump, the Donald, it's been a long time since we called him that, came in at number one, as you might expect. So these are not necessarily reflective of the news, but as it's News Talk Radio, we're talking about the things that are issues, and certainly Donald Trump, because of his stature, because of his history, because of who he is, certainly occupies the number one position still often, even though he's not president. That's the list, according to Talkers.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale. So we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. Plus, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for this past week. At number 10, Lizzo, the singer, performer, being sued. Number 9, all the things going on in social media. At number 8, the synagogue shooter got the death penalty. Number 7, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, we're having a heat wave. Did you notice? It's summertime. Number 5, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. Number 4, the U.S. credit downgrade. Number 3, presidential race. Number 2, the case against Hunter Biden. And number 1, the case against Donald Trump. Those are the top 10 stories this week. The folks at Talkers do talk to program directors at radio stations and they talk to the hosts, and that's how they come up with this list. Always exciting, the MH interview, an important part of what Michael Harrison does every week, including the editor job and the publisher of Talkers Magazine, but he has a staff. And I'm glad you did this, because Kevin Casey has been, as you mentioned a little while ago, one of those unheralded sorts. He appears on the countdown when you are not available.
Right.
He's been your second, your right hand for many years. So what'd you talk about? What's the MH
decades.
Interview?
I interviewed Kevin Casey, and the point being it's the 33rd anniversary of Talkers, 33 years. He's been either managing editor or now for years he's vice president, executive editor for a quarter of a century. He's been with me for 25 years, 24, 25 years. So We talked a bit about the state of talk.
Did you talk about plucking him out of the radio business, taking him away from an illegitimate job and giving him a good job?
he was a program director at iHeart when it was Clear Channel Communications, and
yeah.
He's one of the greatest guys I've ever known.
Very good guy.
Yeah,
very good. So listen in, mhinterview.com, or you can find it at talkers.com, along with all the other info that we've talked about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with the Dugger at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My pleasure now to bring you Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law at Bentley University. One of the things that we're going to talk about, as much as I probably should, but there are also other juicy things to talk about when we're together. The founder of Scamicide, Steve Wiseman, has dedicated himself to helping people. This is what life is about. We're all here to help. Yeah, we got to make a living, so you charge your time as a lawyer. You teach at Bentley. That's great. But here's a public service to help people understand all the scams, and there are more of them every year. I just saw one the other day I'm looking at it, and it looks so authentic about something that I ordered from a dog food company. And right? I mean, they're watching somehow. Somebody has got something going on where they watch what it is that you order. They can't get at your, they can't get at the credit card stuff, but they can get at the fact that you searched the pet company, and so they send you a bunches of stuff, buy this, buy that, and then there's another one that looks just like it came from the company, except the order was wrong, so I knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
So, but my God, Steve, it's just...
Yeah, these days, one of my mottos is things aren't as bad as you think, they're far worse, and it really is getting worse. And, we get these phishing emails, and you know, sometimes they're really ridiculous. You know, yeah. They don't use your name, they don't have anything that you're interested in. But other times, like you just said, they'll have your name, they'll have things that you are interested in, and they just lure you in. They've got a knowledge of psychology Freud would have envied. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy in the sense that we put so much personal information up on social media
yeah.
that the scammers look at that and they use that, hey, you know, maybe you're a Taylor Swift fan, and suddenly you get something about Taylor Swift, you know, products or tickets or anything to lure you into just putting down your guard, clicking on a link where you download malware or falling for a scam. You know, with the lottery payments as large as they have been, I got an email today from a scamicide reader who we just saved from getting scammed. Mavis Wansick was a woman in Massachusetts who won a huge Powerball of about $900 million. And in the years that she's won...
Is she single?
She is, but she's also, according to Instagram and Facebook and emails, giving away money to people, and people are falling for this. And so you really need to be totally skeptical. And, you know, now with AI, you get a lot of these scams which were perpetrated by people in countries where English isn't the primary language.
And right.
Before, the grammar used to be ridiculously poor. Now they look good. They look convincing. Or deepfakes
yep.
with a voice. I mean, you really you can't trust anything today that yep. asks for personal information or money.
All right, speaking of deep fakes, one of the reasons you're here is to give us some of your legal interpretation of some of this stuff. I don't know, the Trump indictment, what the heck else is there to say about
it? You know,
that?
The thing is, we're kind of inured to this, and there's Trump fatigue because there are just so many lawsuits. And, you know, the Mar-a-Lago thing with the keeping the documents was serious.
Yeah.
But this really is, because if these allegations are shown to be true, he has been perpetrating an attack on democracy unparalleled in the country. He knew he lost, and yet made up false narratives, and then also tried to actually overturn the election through this. This is really serious stuff, and I think people, they owe it to themselves not to necessarily listen to the networks. Check out the indictment. It actually is pretty readable, and follow what happens, and then you can see if this guy is a real danger and a con man, or is he being persecuted? You know, I happen to think there's a lot of smoke at this fire, and this guy is dangerous to democracy.
Few seconds on Hunter Biden and that case as it continues.
Yeah, I'm for one, I don't think the charges that have been against him are particularly serious, but I'm really glad the judge is not accepting the plea bargain and
right.
that she is looking into it in more in depth.
Yep. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here from Bentley University, a stalwart of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.